work in the biceps, triceps, and shoulders. The Hollywood muscles, I like to call them. Yes, we love to flex those biceps and pop those triceps, but it's the big muscles that will give you the best bang for your buck. These muscles, the legs, glutes, back, and chest, are the muscles that burn the most calories. So why do the big muscles burn more calories? How often should you work them? And what kind of exercises work the larger muscles best? Sure, you want to work those Hollywood muscles, but by doing multi-joint exercises for your larger muscles, like squats, rows, lunges, and chest presses, you'll engage the smaller ones too. Try doing lunges with your curls to optimize your calorie burn, not just a curl alone. By working the larger muscles, you'll build a fat-burning machine. Not only will they burn more calories, but they are the key to your foundation and are the muscles that are involved in most of your movements. It takes more energy for your larger muscles to move. Just like when a car has a bigger engine, it will burn more fuel. A lot of people have expressed concern to me about building too much muscle as an effect of weight training and getting bulky. Well, the fact that muscle is denser than fat and takes up less space, exercise with weights will only increase fat loss, especially when working the larger muscles. Those larger muscles need a little something extra to make them work harder too. So adding a heavier load will make those larger muscles work harder and burn more calories throughout the day, even at rest. A key thing to remember to working the larger muscles is that you cannot spot reduce. So you might have the greatest looking legs under the layer of fat, and you work that abductor and adductor machine like nobody's business. But you need to train your whole body and work those big muscles to burn fat around the entire body. Majority of muscles lie below the waist. So you want to hit those legs hard, doing squats and deadlifts, sculpt your thighs, and give you that great butt. So, you should go and work those big muscles every day, right? Wrong. Just like any other muscle, your larger muscles need rest too. So splitting up the days you train the larger muscles are ideal. Legs and shoulders one day, chest and back another. However you decide to train the larger muscles, they need rest. In order for the larger muscles to survive, they must consume more calories throughout the day. So by creating lean muscle mass in the larger muscle areas, they will burn more calories. Remember, when trying to lose weight, you want to work the larger muscles to burn more calories. And when you're working the smaller Hollywood muscle, you should try to incorporate a multi-joint exercise that works the larger and smaller muscles to give you the best bang for your buck. Don't get me wrong, I too like to have nice arms to show off when I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt or hanging out at the beach, but I know that I need to work the larger muscles to burn more calories to help the arms look great. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.